So welcome back to Note to Self. Episode 4 is where we are. Again, I always start my podcast by thanking all my listeners and anyone who gives me advice and feedback for my previous episodes. It's still a process and I'm still learning different ways and different techniques as far as recording my series goes. I always just like to give so much thanks to people that actually take the time and listen and not so much dissect my episodes, but give me positive feedback and just give me constructive criticism as far as where I can be better and things that I can improve on in each episode. And I'm still working on how to get the intro down because I get nervous when I'm getting ready to record. And although viewers don't see my face, the fact that my voice is, you know, the face of my podcast is, it's not nerve-wracking, but it is a nervous feeling. But I guess I could say that anybody that's passionate about what they're doing and a craft that they're putting out and something that they love, they get nervous. And if I wasn't nervous, then I should be worried. So, episode 4, it's taken me a couple weeks to do only because I've had, some things going on outside of the podcast. And sometimes it's not easy to just, you know, jump on and record, especially when your spirits and your energy is kind of off. And not just with me, but things around me too can kind of, take a little bit of a toll on that. So welcome back to Note to Self. Episode 4, I've decided I'm going to do a topic that me and my best friend, we talked about it. And the way that we talked about the topic title, it wasn't necessarily what I'm going to talk about today in the topic title, but the name of the title, the topic, is what we came up with. But when we were talking about that, it was about something way different than the things that I'm going to touch on in the episode. But then I realized that as I looked over my notes, I was like, well, you know what? This is more relatable than just to what we had initially got the idea and the name from. So episode 4, Note to Self, would be called, or is going to be called, The Palace versus the Playground. So welcome to episode 4, The Palace versus the Playground. In this episode, I'm just going to kind of try to touch on just our behaviors and our actions as people, and the things that we want to reach and the goals that we set for ourselves. But not only that, the way that we go about achieving them and the way that we go about reaching the points that we want to reach in our life. So what I mean by the palace versus the playground is, in a nutshell, or simply put, it would mean that, you know, a lot of people, they often say that they want better for themselves, they want better jobs. They see themselves with these things before this age, and they just kind of hope to be at a certain level of their life or have certain things before a certain time. But we all kind of want the palace, but some of us are still playing at the playground, and we still have playground behaviors. So what I mean by that is, we can all, and I'm sure we do have goals that we set for ourselves in places that we want to be within a certain time. But what I mean is, even myself, you know, we say, oh, I'm going to do these things. I'm going to work towards this goal, and I'm going to have these things by this time. But so often we're still, you know, exhibiting those behaviors of someone who doesn't want those things. And whether it's, you know, the people that we hang around, whether it's the conversation that we have, whether it's the way that we feel about ourselves, that's what I mean. So, I mean, I only, again, like I mentioned in all my episodes, I only speak from truth and personal experiences, and not only of myself, but people that are around me. And when me and my best friend first touched on this topic, we were actually talking about relationships and how people want a certain level of relationship, and they, you know, they want to be treated as if they're in a palace, but you still playing games like you're at a playground. So again, I kind of flipped that because where I am now, it's like not even so much about relationships anymore. It's really just about real life. And just, you know, if you can take the lessons or your note to self away and you can relate it to your relationship, then that's cool. And if you, you know, don't even have a relationship, or if you're single, married, whatever, and you're a listener, cool. But I'm not saying anything, you know, negative about being in a relationship or those type of things. But I'm just stating that when we first came up with the topic, that's what we were talking about. The fact that people want to be treated like they're in a palace, but still playing games like that at the playground. So, So again, me, myself, right now, like, I'm in a transitional period and where, you know, I'm trying to be the best me that I can be. I'm trying to be the best mother, first and foremost. And I'm trying to be the best friend I can be. I'm trying to be the best daughter I can be, the best sibling I can be. We're all pulled in so many different directions every day. So it's kind of hard sometimes, and I know for myself, at least, it's so hard to kind of keep that tunnel vision and keep those goals and your priorities in order, because sometimes something may happen and then it's, you know, takes priority over another situation that you thought was first priority, and it kind of throws you off track or throws you off balance. So, you know, as long as you have that palace mentality and you keep that palace mentality, like, you are going to be, you know, on top of your game and on top of your, on top of yourself. That's what I mean. So sometimes we get distracted, and sometimes, you know, we feel like we owe ourselves something. We owe ourselves to, you know, go out on a weekend. We owe ourselves to take a day off work. We owe ourselves to vacation. But, you know, as I listen to more motivational speakers and I listen to people that have literally built their empire, whether it's podcasting, whether it's motivational speaking, whether it's media, TV, they don't take those days off. They don't have that behavior or those mindsets where they feel like they owe themselves some time off, or they owe themselves, you know, that vacation, because ultimately you're not finished until you're finished. And once you're finished, in my opinion, that's when it's the time to think about things that you might always have wanted to do. While you're in that process of, you know, building your palace and trying to stay away from playing games like you're at the playground, you need to kind of keep that mentality of, you know, priority, and keep the mentality of it's a time and a place for everything. So I know it's hard, you know, you have friends and family members that may be able to do certain things, and you're kind of like, you know, that must be nice. And I know even I do that. That must be nice to, you know, have a vacation, or that must be nice to take a week off from work and just really just have some me time, or, you know, time with your kids or time with your significant other or your family. But I mean, people that are able to do that, like, it's either two things, and this is the real deal. It's either they're fronting, like, they have it made like that and it's laid out, and then they're stressing about something that they could have got done that week that they took off 2 weeks after that, or they really put that work and that time in and really can, you know, sit back and relax. Because, I mean, I know me, while I'm transitioning and while I'm doing all of these things and trying to work on my podcast and work on my business endeavors and work on, you know, my family life and building a secure environment for me and my son, I can't see myself like taking a week off work, and the whole week I'm off work, I'm stressing about things that only the money that I make at work can kind of take care of. And to some people, they say, like, oh, money isn't everything. Money is the root of all evil. The things that you're stressing about are materialistic things. But at the end of the day, we have to have transportation. We have to have electricity in our homes. We have to have these essential things that, you know, kind of make our world go around. So whether it's priority to you and other people don't understand it, a part of, you know, building your palace is keeping your priorities first, keeping yourself, keeping your standards high, and keeping your goals in mind. Because sometimes it's easy, not sometimes, most times it's so easy to get distracted by everything and everybody, what everybody else is doing around us. And, I mean, it's, not a bad thing. And I'm not, you know, throwing shade at anybody that listens that, you know, is living their best life, so to speak, and taking their vacations and taking their time out of work. Like, I'm not saying anything is wrong with those things, and I'm not throwing any shots, any shade. But what I'm saying is, for most people right now, or for myself right now, it's just not an option. And what I realize is it's okay that it's not an option. But the reason why I realize it's okay that it's not an option is because I'm building my palace. And if I wanted to continue to play these games, and I wanted to continue to play, okay, skip a bill this month, or if I want to continue to do, like, you know, so what's that saying? Robbing Peter to pay Paul, then cool. I'll be at the playground doing those things. But I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm not allowing myself to fall victim to trying to keep up with people and keep up with the emotions of other people. Like, we have to understand everything has foundation, but the foundation is essentially made by us. And what I mean by that is you can't compare lives with everyone around you, because the unique and the great thing about life is no two people are the exact same. No matter how relatable we want to be to our friends and how relatable we want to be to our associates and our family, everybody has specific things that they are seeing as priority over what you see over or what you see as priority. So, I mean, I know to some people it's like, okay, it's easier said than done. Okay. But I know for a fact that it can be done, because, I mean, I'm doing it, people have done it, and people are going to continue to do it. So, you know, while you are building your palace and while you are taking a step away from the playground, your most important priority should be foundation. Foundation meaning, you know, a secure job, and whether it's the job of your dreams or the job that you're working at now and you're working towards the job of your dreams, you need to keep that dream. You need to keep that job. You need to secure the job that you have, and, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do. And we all have people that we may not like at our job. We all may have a boss that's just a little bit naggy, makes it hard to come in and make the time enjoyable. But it's cool, because at the end of the day, you don't have to go home with those people. So you just kind of learn how to suck that up. And you go and you get your job done, and you think in the back of your mind, and what motivates you is, you know, this is a step towards my foundation. This is a step towards something that I always have wanted for myself. So foundation being the first main part of your palace. And then, of course, the people that you are allowing to be a part of your foundation is another main part, because, again, everybody's not going to understand why some things are important to you. But what I guarantee you is, if you're hanging with people and you have people that are in your circle that are reciprocating the energy that you need or the energy that you're putting out, they will understand that, okay, well, you know, I can't go out to eat every other day, or I can't go out to the club every weekend. I can't, you know, take this trip, you know, Christmas break, and then turn around and try to take another trip for New Year's, or, you know, however people vacation, because, I mean, I don't know, but hey. But what my point is, if you are having those people a part of your foundation that are reciprocating the energy that you are breathing and the energy that you are giving, 9 times out of 10, that foundation will become, you know, that much stronger, because, you know, it's a great feeling when you have people around you, you know, that don't necessarily call you to bring up, you know, and tell you all these grand things or grand details of what they're doing. But if you have people around you that are, you know, calling you and motivating, you say, hey, girl, I know you get into your bag right now. I know you so focused, and, you know, we're going to miss you. Or, you know, what's up to my, you know, when if a guy was speaking to his friends or whatever, you know, like, dude, I know you can't, you know, come out with us this weekend. I know you so focused on your job, and I know you need, you know, this overtime so you can try to get this better position. Those are the type of people that you want to have a part of your foundation. And it takes some time to filter out those people, because it doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen that way. The next step I would say, or the next part that I did, you know, note to self that would be an important part of your foundation is your mentality. Your mentality. I say all the time, your mind is everything. So you start training your mind and you start, you know, teaching yourself, like, this is why you're doing these things. This is why you are, you know, working late. This is why you're getting up earlier and you're the first person to the office. This is why you don't mind, you know, complimenting the people in your job environment that don't necessarily even see you, because your mentality has such an effect on everything around you. And it's hard to grasp that sometimes, because it's so easy to be grumpy and it's so easy to treat people, you know, the way that they treat us. But it's such a good feeling when your mentality is above all of that, because at the end of the day, you have your foundation for your palace in mind. You don't sit and dwell about, you know, what someone may have said or the way someone did, you know, answered you, things like that. You just kind of hear it and then you flip it like, okay, how can I make this situation better? And when your mentality is, you know, at a certain point and your mental is at a certain point, the way you receive things and the way that you process things, they're going to become different. Everything is not going to be so personal, because the only personal things that you are worried about are literally the personal things that are going towards your foundation and which ultimately are helping you build your palace. I know it sounds like I'm speaking like I have all of this together, but I really don't. And when I say as far as like having all of this together, I mean, like, I have this grand plan and I'm just working through these things. But what I always like to share with my listeners, whoever listens to my podcast, is like, I am so realistic that it's sickening. Because, and what I mean by that is, it's one thing to, you know, have somebody tell you about yourself. And I think I mentioned this in one of my episodes. It's one thing to have someone tell you about yourself, but it's one thing to have someone to try to tell you about yourself, but you kind of already knew these things, because you know what you are working towards. You know what you're doing and why you're doing it and who you're doing it for. And in the end, it's such a great feeling, like, when you can just not kind of sit back and let things just kind of fly or roll off your back, or, you know, kind of brush things off. That's not what I mean, because I know everybody's human. So sometimes some people can say some things and it affects our moods and it affects our energies and things like that. But what I mean is, as long as we have goals and we have a certain plan in mind for ourselves, it's kind of like you kind of go through the day and you kind of like maneuvering through obstacles. It's kind of like an obstacle course. Everything day to day is like an obstacle course. Every day, you know, a couple days might be the same. You might wake up same time every day, get out of the house same time every day, arrive to work at the same time every day. You take lunch the same time. You get off work, you get the kids the same time. You get home, give them bath by the same time. You are, you know, getting in the bed, going to sleep by the same time. And then you're getting up the next morning and doing the exact same things. But one thing that we all know about life is that the obstacles change. And sometimes we're faced with some things that are like, okay, this kind of threw me off my game a little bit. But when you have that foundation set and we have that foundation, the idea of your foundation set in stone, it's kind of like your mind doesn't even take that negative detour anymore. It's kind of like, okay, let me sit down, let me focus in, and how am I going to maneuver, or how am I going to make this situation work for me? What can I do that's in my power to, you know, get through these things? Because in the end, we all want to call someone, we all want to tell someone about something that's something that's happened, because we all feel like some things are literally the end of the world. And I'm not knocking anybody, because I do the same thing. Sometimes, you know, people have to tell me like, hey, you've been through a worse situation than this. Like, sometimes we all get those situations where we feel like, oh my God, this is literally the end of the world for me. This is it. But then we look back and we have those good people that are reciprocating that great energy to us. And they're kind of there to tell us like, hey, you remember 2 years ago when this happened and you thought it was the end of the world? And like, look at you now. Like, you made it through and you did not think that you were going to make it through. So the obstacles that come, yes, they may change. And some days may be the same, the exact same. But some days, as we all know, are going to be different. And some situations that are going to be placed upon us, they change. So while you are, you know, while you are transitioning from the playground to the palace, just keep that foundation in mind, man. And when you get that foundation, slowly but surely, you can start building and you can start branching and you can start branding. And it's so many great things that come with, you know, having a solid foundation. And sometimes I have to tell myself this. Well, not sometimes, oftentimes, more times than none, I have to tell myself this. Like, hey, everybody's not going to understand. Everybody's not going to get why you can't go here. Why you don't have the means to go there, because but they know that you're working 6 days a week and you only have one day off. So they assume that, you know, hey, you working, you're getting paid, you should be able to do this. Everybody's not going to understand why you choose to have these goals. Because, again, everybody is so different. Everybody wants different things. Everybody is working towards different things in life. And it's totally okay. But in the end, we just have to learn how to, you know, stick to our guns, so to speak. And you have to learn, you know, to see that big picture. And you have to learn to tell yourself, like, it's okay that I have to sit this one out. It's okay that, you know, I may not make it to this or whatever the case may be. And it's totally okay. Because at the end of the day, you are working towards something so grand. And you're working towards something so much better than anything that you've ever had. One, because you're doing it, you're putting in the time, you're putting in the energy, you are learning, you are getting knowledge, you are giving great energy because you feel great about doing what you are doing. So, I mean, the outcome is going to be so great that, again, when you look back, after you got that great foundation and you begin to build your powers, once you look back, you're going to kind of tell yourself, like, wow, I did that. I can't believe I did that. And it's no greater feeling than when you yourself have taken steps to make yourself feel so great about yourself and so good for your family, so good for your children. You have made, you know, a life and all of these things that you've always desired, and it might not be overnight. Nothing happens overnight. And we all get wrapped up in like celebrities and, you know, people that are wealthy. We get wrapped up in these things, but they're not going to tell you about the days that they spent at the playground. They're not going to tell you about the days that they spent playing games and the days that they spent wasting money and doing things beyond their means. They're not going to tell you that. But I'm going to tell you that. Because I know, again, I know people who are living the best of lives. And not just materialistic things. And I know people who are living that struggle life. And who are the people that are literally right in between. They are so close to a breakthrough, but their mind is still not off of that playground mentality. So they just can't get to the palace foundation yet. But they're like so close, and we get wrapped up in those things and we feel like, okay, well, if I do this for a couple weeks or if I do this for a little bit of time, like I should have this because this happened for them. No, because what they're not going to tell you is they stayed late at work. What they're not going to tell you is they work 7 days a week. What they're not going to tell you is they didn't go to sleep. What they're not going to tell you is they didn't eat because they were so driven by their goals and so driven by that possible foundation that it did not even matter. It did not even matter. When you're so focused and when you're so zoomed in on building something that is so great and is going to be so great, things kind of diminish. And not saying that we shouldn't care about sleep and rest and things like that, but what I'm saying is you have to go get it. You have to be driven. You have to be willing to sacrifice time. You have to be willing to sacrifice friends. You have to be willing to sacrifice those dates out. You have to be willing to sacrifice answering the phone for gossip. You have to be willing to sacrifice going to the bar, watching a game with your boys. You have to be willing to do these things because in the end, the outcome is so much greater than the sacrifice. And I don't know which other way, like, I can put it, but the palace is so much better than the playground. Like, it's so cozy in there. It's so comfortable. It's so controlled by what you want to be allowed. And it's so great. And I mean, again, I'm still transitioning and I'm still, you know, working towards and building my foundation to get these great things that I mentioned. And I mean, I speak about it because, hey, I know that it's not going to happen overnight for me either. But I know that if I stay down, I stay ready, I stay knowledgeable, I stay positive, and I stay excited about these things that I have in my mind, my goals, like, it's bound to happen for me. Because at the end of the day, no one can take your ideas. No one can take your thoughts and your brain and your mind away from you. Nobody can say, I mean, people can say a million things to you and tell you that you're crazy, and people can tell you like that's never going to happen. And you know what? Sometimes you've got to use that, and that has to be fuel to your fire. That has to be reversed and flipped. And you have to use that as what's, you know, what's going to drive you to want to be that better person. So, yeah, like the palace versus the playground. Like, do you want to play or do you want to be satisfied? Like, it all boils down to that. Like, do you want to continue to have nothing or some things? Or do you want to work towards having your everything?